We're continuing in the Inyanei Tziruf B'mashke. Right? In other words, we discussed the Machloikas Rishonim. What is the time frame that you have to drink something in order to have a Tziruf? The Shear of Mashke is a Revius. The Shaila is how quick does the Revius have to be consumed in order that it's considered one Shear of Revius, as opposed to considered two disjoint parts of a Revius, which wouldn't be a Shear. So we had the Machlokas, the Rambam, the Raiva. The Rambam sheet is it has to be Kedei Shtiyas Revius, meaning the amount of time you take to drink a Revius. And the Raiva sheet is it's Kedei Achilas Pras. So, so let's take a look at the Rambam. So we know what the Rambam sheet is. The Rambam sheet is what? That it's Kedei Shtiyas Revius. So let's see what he writes here in Hilchos Brachos, page 3. Perek Gimel Halach Yud Aleph. Kol shebevachim lav betchila hamotzi v'rach lach himself brichas hamos. Okay. Then he says, v'med halach yud beit. V'med v'amu v'mishochem b'kazayi yisul amalach. Aber pochen ist reis beim Pass beim Schei Ochum. Da schoß der pochen Revis. Wir war Khila Rocha Ruya los am Mittel auf Sofa in der Klau. So you have to have a Revis. So there's the famous Mishnah Lamelech. Let's look at the Mishnah Lamelech on this halacha. Okay. So this is in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Beis. So says the it says like this. Shemati ba'omrim li shal shtiyas hakavei bevarchem la'acharov. Whereas he said he heard that you should make a bracha achrona on coffee. Aval pishish mitchilas hashtiyah tzov shtiyah yosef mitchilas hashtiyah tzov shtiyah. Or yosef. Right, because you're going to drink coffee and most probably it's not ice coffee. You know, ice coffee is probably a new invention. The old coffee was always hot coffee. What? They didn't have ice. They didn't have ice coffee. So they had regular coffee. And drinking coffee, the revius, you're going to probably, it's going to take more than a shtiyas revius, and it's probably even going to take more than what? Achilas pras even. Markedizim, markedizim. Shani hachem shum dedech shtiyosu bekach. So some want to say that no, if it's darko bekach, um it's tarif, af shigish yosu mashir, betchila shtiyah rishona, atzov shtiyah achrona. It's darko bekach. So since it's darko bekach, then, in other words, when to the Torah, Chazal were koveya the shiurim. They wanted the shiurim were a normal derech achilo, derech shtia. In other words, they're not going to. In other words, Masnami, you have a chiyuv to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. You drink anything of substance in a normal amount of time. So you drink, you eat the bread, kazayis, you know, to have it kedei achilas pras, that's normal. It's even giving you a little bit more than you know, the amount. But it's a normal amount. So just because you can't make the cut, because it would be abnormal to drink it so quickly, you know, because, you know, people, person has hot coffee, you sip it, you know, it's takes time. Shani hacham mishum dederch tiyosu b'kach mitztarif af sheyesh b'yosu b'kshiyah shtiyah shono ad sof shtiyah chrona. So that's what, we'll see who's chiddush that is. but he calls it Shamati. Shamati. Rishayim Shamati. I remember I had a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. You know, he wanted to say over Lomdash Torah. He says, Shachachti Misha Omer Etze. Azi Ani Omer Etze B'Shem HaYeshivot. You know, I'm saying it, you know, in the name of the yeshivas. You know, Moshe didn't say that. You know, I'm saying it in the name of the yeshivas. So, same thing over here. He's saying it in the name of whoever. Shabbati b'shem ha-yeshivot. As Moshe, my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Dimon. He once gave a shir in this room. You were at the shir. Echa l'baal v'echa l'boya. Yeah. What? Shamati b'omeli b'yis Hashem neilech, yes. Okay, Rabbi Teleki? Yeah, okay. So let's see what he said. But he says now, he says he doesn't think it's true. Whatever he's saying, b'shem v'shamati, he doesn't think it's true. A woman is rishon l'tumah and she's feeding, nursing her son. Harei haben tohor. The low gozu olav tumah. Shafil tumah sheyinek revius efshar sheish mitchil vatzov yosef echdeish achilas pras. She'en yonek bevasachas. Ragab yenika shederch. So is he saying that if a woman is feeding her child, yeah, we have it right here. Let's look on page 4. Look at the Rambam, page 4. It says Isha shehi rishon l'tuma, right? She's a rishon l'tuma. Umenika es bano. And she's nursing her son. Harei haben tohar. So, meaning, what would be the din? In other words, you have the same halacha of psul gevia, right? That if a person eats ochlim tameim in a certain amount of time, he's tamei, or drinks mashkim tameim. So the kid is nursing. But it's going to take him longer than shtias revias or achilas pras, right? But in the end, he'll have a revius, say. Now, for a child, the derech is it'll take longer. In other words, the Mishnah Melech is comparing babies to coffee. Babies to coffee. That's his comparison. He says, if babies, we say, you don't make the cut because it's not going to be in, you know, b'chadei achilas pras or b'chadei shtias revius. And we don't say, but it's normal for the baby to drink that way. We don't say that. So then by coffee, we shouldn't say it either. That's the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is comparing based on the Rambam. This Rambam of Perek Ches in Hilchos Avos Tuma, Halacha Yud Beis. One second. So he's comparing. And therefore, he says, "Isha she rishon l'tumah menikas bana hari haben tar v'lo gozer olav tumah shvil tumah she yineg revius efshe she yesh mitchil v'atzov ki yosek yudei achilas pras she edon yoneg bevasachas." So the child is going to take a long time. But if you say the svarim we said before by coffee that whatever the derech makach is okay, then the kid should become tummy, because just like if a person eats a certain amount of tumma or drinks, you know, so that's the psul gviya that we discussed, right? That he becomes tummy, but it has to be within a certain amount of time. So he says the kid won't make the cut. But who cares? What do you mean won't make the cut? He's drinking normal. So you see that normal doesn't count. It's a shear. So that's what he says. Li nira zed mishlo melech, the chilek zed leise. This distinction that you're saying that you don't follow the regular Shia and you just say darko bekach, and therefore you can make a bracha achrona on coffee, he thinks is not true. Right, in Achachosev Abbeinu, Zodperaches Mihilchel Shara Vos Tumma, Yishu Shi Rishu L'Tumma V'Nika Es Beno, Hari HaBen Tohor, Mogozu Olav Tumma Afil Tumma Shininik Revis, even if in the end he's going to drink Revis, Efshe Sheish Mitchil Vatsov, Yosef B'Kdei Achilles Pras, or Eni Yonek V'Masachas, or Egab Yinika Shadech, Shti Yosef B'Kach Afil Hochi Omru, Shim Yesh Mitchil Vatsov, Yosef B'Kdei Achilles Pras, Eni Mitzdar, Vizah Poshut. Okay? So that's the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech argues with this opinion of the Shamati, based on this. So let's try to see who this person is. Who was Mechadesh this Svara of that it's Darko Bekach? Yeah, you want to say something? Right. Right, but this is not, that's the Pichadish, this is the, okay, so what we have to do now is look in the Sefer Ginas Veradim. Ginas Veradim is one of the Gedolei Rabbani Eretz Mitzrayim. Yeah, we saw him in Svara, correct? Yes, we did. We met him in Svara. So let's see what he says. Visha Amru Chazal Shagodol Koach Haminan Ki Heichi Dolom Nishtani Mimin Haga Achrisa. So what does he say? Allah Pshut Vrach Asi Shalom Vrach Alkavi Vrach Achrona. He says the minig is not to make a bracha achrona on coffee. Okay, Basil Galas Ozen Ki Vokas Shechashu Shleimim Kein Rabim Kein Hu V'yadein Rios Maspikos L'Varach Vrach Achrona. So he says, Rabim Shosu, next paragraph. He says, Rabim Shosu, many people, Bechli Machzik Revis Mimashkei Yisrael HaNikra Kaveh, Vein Mavarchim Lo Mesof. Right, that's what the Mishnah Melech said. He shouldn't make a bracha, because he's drinking it too slowly. Vein Lodar Olav Lahachmir Mitam Diga Sveka, Dilo Lo Be'inan Revis Lebirkas Hananin, Moshe Sapku, Tos Lo Be'inan Revis, Dilo Shosu Revis, Bechli Achilles Pras. As he's saying, maybe you don't need a revius for a bracha achrona. And even if you did, maybe he did drink revius. So then he says, and then he quotes the Rambam. You know the Rambam that we've seen before, that Shtiyas Revis. One second. So he wants to take the position. On page 6, on the left bottom, Wadiyas Daiti Lavi Rai, the Chol De Orchei Bahachi, he wants to say whatever is the norm, Afogav De Kamashi Tuva Shapir Havi Derech Achan Oso Chayev Alof. And what's his raya? Because he says the Mishnah creases. Kami yishe ba'okhlin, kim ochel klayos divrei Reb Meir, kham omer sheyishe b'tchila atzov kidei achilas pras. But how much do you have to take to eat food to be mitzdarif? So the second opinion says kidei achilas pras. The first opinion says ki'ilu ochel klayos. What does that mean? It's like say you have food, right? View your food as if it's like popcorn or Cheerios, like everybody would say. And you're popping it in, you know, like you're eating you get a bag of popcorn. So how do you eat popcorn? Does you take one of the well? No, okay, maybe popcorn's not what do you eat, like,
Garinim.
Yeah. Garinim, you eat one at a time?
Take one at a time.
Yeah. So in the Mishnah, they have a machlokas, how do you get tumas gevia if you eat mecholim tumeim? So is it shir kadei achilas pras? Or Reb Meir says, ki il ochel klayos. What a klayos? Roasted kernels. Excellent. Happens to be Rav Abadi's shita is that all cold cereal he considers a klayos. That's why Rav Abadi holds that all cold cereal is adoma. Because he treats it like klayos, like kosis as achita. Even Wheaties. You would think Wheaties. Wheat. Zonas, no? He holds that's adoma. Well,
none of them ground up.
Even if they're ground up, but then they're reconstituted like a kloyos. So then, that's a shita. You bake, so that's kloyos.
So what about regular cookies?
But they're not baked like a cookie. They're baked like kloyos. They're like roasted, like Horowitz just said. Roasted. Nuts, is that what he said? Kernels. So the Mishnah has a discussion, what's the shear for Oakland? Is it roasted kernels, or is it mitchil asov kedei achil, maskinim gemar derameya l'chumra. It's really a feel shows mamruba. That you follow Reb Meir. Right, because this is the din for ochlin tmeim. What is it? A kazayis? How much do you need for ochlin tmeim? Chatzi pras. Mechlei achilas pras. Right, chatzi pras. Right, a pras is half. So a pras is three beitzim, four beitzim, and that's chatzi pras. Right. So this machlokas. What's the shear that it's mitzdarif? So Chachamim say kidei achilas pras, and Reb Meir says ki'ilu ochel klayos. But he says the machlokes Reb Meir and Chachamim are only by foods that you normally eat quickly or normally. But if you eat the klayos itself. Say you're having, Harav Horowitz said, roasted nuts. So say you have roasted nuts of Orla. Now you're eating the roasted nuts of Orla. So the derech of eating roasted nuts is, You know, someone might tell me, no, they bring me back from Eretz Yisrael. What do I like? Yeah, what do I like? They call botnim amerikaim. They say that's the paradox because you can't get them in America.
Yeah.
You only get them in Israel. That's why my Talmidim, they bring back when they see they go to Eretz Yisrael, they know, they go to Machane Yehu, you know, and they bring a bag of those...
With the coating.
Yeah. I once brought it to Lakewood to show Rav Abadi which bracha to make. Kabukim! Ah! He knows. This is a man who knows. Kabukim, yeah. So my whole life I always used to make mazonos because it's a mazonos covering. But Rav Abadi thought that's his shita, that they're like cloyas. So then he finds that it's all adama. So my talmidim, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they bring me back kabukim. Okay, you'll have that in mind next time you're in Eretz Yisrael. So the kabukim, he's saying the machlokes.
The kabukim is what again?
Yeah. Next time I have them.
What is this thing? Because I got everything but that.
I'll bring them in. I don't have any. None of. Right, there's nut inside and outside there's this. There's not sugar. It's a coating, a mazonos coating. That's why. Yeah, small. It's like little ball. So he's saying like this, that you can't eat them. The machlokas in the Mishnah is if it's normal food, what's the shear? Could they achil pras or could they popping little kabukim in your mouth? But say the kabuk itself is what? Is orla. So it's treif itself. So then that food, for sure, you'll follow how that food is intake. So then, in other words, the machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the shear of ochlim temeim is kedei achilas pras or kedei, achilas kabukim, you know, that's only by normal food. But the food itself is the kabuk, and that's treif, and we want to know if you get malchus. So he says, for sure, you'll get malchus, even if you eat a kezias, even though it took you 15 minutes to eat the whole thing. That's the Heilige Ginas Varadim, says it. Ginas Varadim is quoted in Rabbi Kivager. He quotes the Ginas. It's a very chashuv sefer, the Ginas Varadim. He was a rabbi in Egypt. There's all shy of how you can be a rabbi in Egypt. The Rambam. Because the field shows the Mamru, Kaelin Jashir, also Kaelin Ochel Klaus, from Shrein Kaelin, this part of Ochel of Peru and Dakim, Klaus, Ochel and Achaz Achaz. But if the food itself is eaten that way because it's the kabuk itself that's orla,
so he says if you have a bag of kabukim and it takes you 20 minutes to eat. But that, but that's the normal way. You take one kabuk and you put it. You take another one. Chachi derech hanosim lochel achas ha'afu pishem ochlim harbeim kloyes b'vazach kemet di ochel li nam b'chad achad ha'av shapi derech hanosim ochlim shapi b'chayev. The mitzvah hashir afil b'shir gedol. So he's the one. He's the one that the our good friend the Mishnah LeMelech. Who says Shamati? Who's it from? The Ginas Varadim. He holds whatever is Derech Bekach. So if it's Derech Bekach to drink coffee and it takes you who knows how long, you sip, put it down, then you schmooze a little, and at the end it took you half an hour to drink the coffee, bury the fashas. And if you're having kabukim, and you eat a little bit, Gabi Broch HaChor, or Gabi Geri Malkus, if it's Taka Treif, get Malkus. Yeah. So if you Koshkan have a derech hanos on the ochlon page 7, Shia Meruba. So Zera Avatichim. Oh, you have what? Seeds. The watermelon pits.
Yeah.
Shukulin that were cooked. Shakulun Osan, the Kosin, the Ochlin Osan Achas Lachas. Shabbat Machai Valev, you have a. If it would be Kalayim Bekerim. As he wants to say, it's not only Gabi Durabonim, it's a Bracha Chrona. For the real din of Malchus, there's an unbelievable thing we're seeing here now. That he's saying that to get Malchus, it doesn't have to be Kedei Achilas Pras, if the norm is to eat it. And if you're having Kabukim, if it'll take you 20 minutes, you can get Malchus. Yeah. Because you know, you put it on it. I don't know, probably I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Those process, like you said, is like a month takes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But say, even if it takes more than to the Achilles process.
So, there is a amount of time there that it's normal?
Yeah.
In
other words, you just, how long, in other words, say you were eating, and you didn't pause, you were eating, and you, I don't know, and then you eat, you know, you were eating, and it takes time, you know, you eat one at a time.
Right, but let's say you're learning, and then you're out an hour and a half learning, before you like.
Yeah, in other words, if you were learning, and then you got stuck on a Tosfos for
no,
half
it's
a...
just like, you're not there, listening, you're not nudging your equipment, let's see, too hot to drink, or just that you take your
Yeah, no, so that would maybe be the machloikas Rav Meir and the Chachamim and the Mishnah, if it would be Tmeim. But if it's something that, because it's hot, or because it's, of course it's little balls, that's the derech to eat it, then you'd be chayiv, he says, and you'd make, I don't know, for Shteitzip, you'd make a bracha achrona. Reb Avrom!
I wanted to understand better.
Please. But maybe it's a question whether it's a sphinx. Here's a sphinx sphaker.
Yeah, but why would that
sphinx sphaker? Maybe a sphinx sphaker. That's not just the one suffix. Klolon shel dvar, near lani es daito. Kachlo nemru shir shiyas chilas pras shir shiyas reviyas al dafkin beruba de macholus beruba de mashkin. In other words, the din. So he's saying a very big klal that the din of shiyas reviyas or chilas pras is only something that's a normal thing to eat that way. But if you're eating something that the norm is to take longer, then you get longer. Came to Kevin Shvino Achil, and the Shtiak Yehang, the Hashim Achil, the Shtiak Yedech Adasa. Mele Shavino, the Dugin Yechir Bracha Achrona, the Shapir Mechaim Lavach, Aleh Bracha Achrona, She Yishter Mimena Kashir. So Amekel, he says, Amekel lo hifsit. Hanir lani es daiti kasafti. So he said, if you Amekel, so I can't say you did wrong, but he thinks the Iker Halacha is that it's all totally, and therefore he's the person that the Mishnah Melech critiqued. He starts off by saying that someone said that as long as you do it normal, so you take the coffee, so it takes you time to drink the coffee, because you can't drink it at once. You drink a little, you blow on it, you drink a little, you know, then Yichmur Chayiv Bracha Achrona. We're going to still have to say, so how is he going to answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech? Right? The Mishnah Melech had a raya from what? The baby. That the baby's nursing, and it takes long, so the baby's not going to make a bracha corona, and the baby's not getting malchus. But the only thing that's relevant to the baby is whether the baby's tummy. Yeah, we'll see. So then he says, Shuvra Isi,
B'nei Aliyah. Where is that phrase from? The Gemara in Sukkah. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik loved to be masked people with. I must have heard him several times. Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah v'heim mu'atim. Rav Shimba Yochai, his son, he says there are very few b'nei Aliyah. So he says, if there are 100 of them, ani b'nei mehem. In Kamishim, ani b'nei mehem. In Shnaim, ani b'nei heim. I think he was masked from this in Alperet in Farakwe. What? Oh, you see, I told you, he was masking a lot of people with that Gemara. Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hei mu'atim. I heard that in the Aguda. Because Rav Nissen Alper was in the end of his life, he was in the Aguda of Farakwa. And Rav Nissen Alper moved from the Lower East Side to Farakwa. He was the Rav of the Aguda, so they had a hesped in the Aguda. So he quotes that Rambam with the baby. So isn't that a good raya? So he says, let the Amy can raya. He doesn't think it's a good raya. So why is it a good raya? So he says, so he said that that's the work, that for Tuma they were more machmer, right? And he says, but forget, from the Rambam you see just the opposite, which is, there ain't any of the machzachs. Yosef Zechil's pass, Shafir having the star of Zaydika. The Kavish Atinu gained a yonah from Asachas, Rosh Hashanah came out, Oza Adad, Fodah Adamana, Rechose, Ochez Adad, Yonah Kimma, Lachain Dinu, the Lord Heavy, Shtiyaz of Tadafis, Mabin Amida, Al Shir, Shtiyaz Revere. He's saying, he's learning Pshat is like this, that the Rambam says the Tinek doesn't do it all at once. Because if he would do it all at once, then even though he would pause, it would be with starf. But the way the Tinek does it is he sucks and then he lets go. So since he doesn't do it that way, therefore it's not with starf. But if he would do it that way, then it would be.
You don't drink coffee continuously the whole time.
Right.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What's the difference between this and coffee?
Well, the simple shot is that this is the dinner of Tumah. So Tumah, they were more mocked.
That's how he says.
That's what he says in the beginning. But then he says a different word. He quotes the Magen Mishnah or whatever. So now let's look in the Knesset HaGedola. Actually, this is the Shiyari Knesset HaGedola. So the Shiur Knesset HaGedola on page 9. So he says, "Part of Fashas Amar Masif." It's not the truth. Chasan in the Rav Markishisha. Reveal lanu kave lishtos. So they brought us coffee. The shalvi in mevarkel lo bracha achrona. He shifted Fashas the lamu lo yivarkel and calls it shosar vias. Can a Rav Marie ishkafa his kid? But that gam chag Pesach. Sachli Achacham, you did ya, a Balafia. Sharav Aviv Lohaya Mavarach al Kavi Bracha Chrono. Sadi Alibi Losso Lidrosh Mehechan Yotzoze. Dati, Daiti Shayotzo Mehad Tanim Tosefta. Shasim Chazam Shasim Yish Mitri Lashkiya Vasor Shtiya to the Revius Mitstarfis, Lavi Mitstarfis. Mimlav sheish yosef b'shiyuzeh in mitzafin b'skul ha tosefta Rambam. Right, v'rigeis v'zufin v'yulin shtiyah v'yam kippah kol shesom lishtos b'shtiyah v'yishon l'achrona ein mitzafin l'oman aram yisham d'ein v'vorachim v'mekavi v'roch achrona k'im v'dein ishtanis b'vaz achas. It's not to be shtiyah serviz v'kol shekim v'mekavim v'achrona v'kol shehu. ואחר שאלת המכילו מכובד רבסיילי משום ואין הראיה אין הנראה ואין האחד ודמי עומד אשתי עשה קווי ישוד יוסף מכדי דאלן כדי שנאמר אין מצטרף לפעמים המים אין הוא כל חכם. So what's he saying? So Yom Kippur has to do with Yishuv Hadas. So therefore, Yishuv Hadas, you need a revius in a close time. But for Bracha Achrona, it's B'hanot Tal Yimilsa. So B'meila of Hachmud B'hanot Tal Yimilsa Chol Shosh Shosho Ben Hachol Shir Revius Kvar Nene Haguf V'chayim Levarchal. So he's saying what? That there's a chiluk between Yom Kippur and Bracha Achrona. That Yom Kippur you need Yishuv Hadas. And Yishuv Hadas has a revius and has to have Vasachas, like the Rambam says. But he's saying that for Bracha Achrona, all you have to do Gehanah. So if as long as you want.
I thought the Hanah, the Bracha Achrona, isn't that more somewhat of a quasi-Semitic?
Right.
Bracha Achrona.
Bracha Rishona is more, is
So satiation versus Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas, if there's Bracha Achrona is only satiation. So as long as you have satiation in the end, it's all in your, in other words, basically it's all in your stomach now. So even if it takes you an hour to eat the cookie, you should make an alamichia.
What about Pesach?
Right?
So the Rambam doesn't have any of this in the Shindel's Brachos, all the
there's
other halachas, but it's applied. Halachas brachas, let's see, one second. Look at the first page. He never says it has to be. Yeah, you see? Oh, see? A Ferrari's very good. Because the Rambam never says for bracha achrona, you have to have it in a certain shear. He just says you have to have a kazayis. It could take a half an hour. Right, remember I said that, doesn't say it. He only says it by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, he says. But he doesn't say it by... It's a good deal. A first good deal from a Ferrari, your Ferrari says. Well, the Gina's Varadim, you see, the Gina's Varadim is said a different way. Gina's Varadim says whatever is normal. According to Rambam, even if it's not normal, say you took longer than normal. But you're eating this cookie. And you're having a conversation at the same time. So you're having this animated conversation, and then it's taking you like an hour to finish the cookie. And the cookie gives a kazayis. So the beginners of the Radha would say you wouldn't make a bracha achrona because that's not normal. That's not normal. Normal is to eat the cookie. It takes you a little bit longer because it's a harder cookie or something like that. Okay, you get longer. But say you took longer than normal, then the Gina's run say you don't make a bracha achrona if you didn't eat, if it took you a kazayis to eat that long. But the Rambam, the Shirei Knesset of Gdol, say for bracha achrona, at the end of the day, you ate the kazayis. It could be, maybe I saw this someplace, if lemais, there's a chorus of tola hananos meyai. Because if it took you 2 hours, then already the first part of the cookie was already gone. But if it's in, yeah, it has to be a tzir. Tzir is in the meyayim. Tzir is in the meyayim. So as long as like you have 72 minutes to eat. So this is.
Sure.
Who said, I think that Moshe Shapiro in the library said it's a tremendous limud chus of people who have their meal on Shabbos and they never are machpid so much to eat the kazayis for their king of Shabbos. And they schlep. But in the end, they eat a lot. So maybe a whole month, because I took an hour to eat, but they did get, they ate. The Sheriff of Knesset Gdol says there's no din of Achilles Pras, to the Achilles Pras, by Bracha Achrona. You just have to eat his thighs in the end. You have to have the in the end, but not necessarily in any time frame. But Yom Kippur, dividing Yom Kippur, you need a death. Because that's, because Rav Harari says it's a brisk of art. Rav Harari deems it a brisk of art. No, so the Mishnah of Melech, no, he doesn't say that. Yeah, the Mishnah of Melech. In other words, there are three shitas here. There's the shita of the Gidah Zeradin, whatever is the norm. Then you make a bracha achrona. So if the norm is to drink tea, hot tea, it takes time, the norm, follow the norm. And then you have that's the Gidah Zeradin. The Mishnah Melech says no. It's not what the norm is. It's a set shear of Kidei Achilas Pras. And the Knesset Gdola says no. For Bracha Achrona, it's Sviya, whatever you want to call it, and it has nothing to do with a shear. It has to just a shear and how much.
but not in no time frame. So Yom Kippur, Avachim Hano, Tali Nusa. So it's Gad Hano. So this is a very, this year Gadol is the third sheet that the Rambam of Harari points out. He thinks that's the sheet of Harari. Okay, Rabbi, think about it. It's something to, this is a very fascinating discussion. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll start with the Mor Ktsia. The Mor Ktsia of Yaakov Emden. Ooh, ah.